You can get some of the BAI stuff, but also for $75, if you wish, the book that we were hearing so much about and that we got such a tremendous response to yesterday, The Joy of Juicing, the new book from Gary Null with Shelley Null, that is available still for those of you who want to make the $75 pledge, as perhaps that person did. And new today, what Gary was just speaking about, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the second time around. And that's available for a pledge of $100. So you can call in for either one of those, or hell, we might be even able to hook you up with both of them. In fact, I hope, Mr. Harbin, this doesn't throw you for a loop, but the two of them together are available for a minimum pledge of $150 if you can do it that way. So you can make your pledge for one or the other book, or both.
Or them both.
Or them both.
And I think Bert is certainly up to the task of dealing with anything that we throw at him here.
And do you know, how many people are calling in?
Well, we have about 13 people calling in right now. And this
I believe that when people realize... You know what will help people realize how important the Baby Boomer's Guide is for them? Think how many times people have wanted to diet, wanted to exercise, wanted to stand up for themselves, wanted to empower themselves, and didn't. They started and stopped. Just everyone, just for a second, take a second and be honest with yourself. How many times in life have you started with the best of intent, and the first time an issue or crisis or stress comes, you stop? Mm. Every January 1st, all over America, how many people, and throughout the world for that matter, who share our same calendar, how many people start and stop? I want to see life fulfilling for everyone. My joy in life comes from seeing other people find their joy. I am so thrilled when someone walks up to me on the street and says, Gary, I feel like $1 million thanks. I read your book and I was able to follow it. It's rare that someone just starts a health program and continues it by just the program. And I found that without writing the 7-step series, you know, broadcasting, without doing the 10-step series, and without doing Who Are You Really and doing this book, that's the catalyst. A diet itself won't do it. If that were the case, long ago, Americans would have all been in great shape and healthy. We don't. Long ago, when we talk about using love as a vehicle instead of anger to heal, we would have used it. Do you think we need, you know, we don't need a new religion. We don't need a new sage. You could go back 1,000, 2,000 years and find thoughts from people who inspire us by listening to us because it resonates with truth. Trouble is, we don't actualize it. So what we do, we go out and look for a new therapy, a new diet, a new something, instead of understanding that's not going to make the difference. Philosophy should not be like a fashion show, the seasonal. We have to appreciate that we have to stop and look at a new way of knowing, not new knowledge. So the Baby Boomer's Guide takes you inside. And by the way, it's very fun. And I want to thank my editor, Vicki Riba Kessler, who's been my editor for about 18 years. She did a magnificent job of helping edit this. And I appreciate her insight because she takes some of my stronger essay way I write and blends in some of her, you know, of her lighter and more humorous approaches. It's a very fun book. You'll laugh at a lot of it. It really is. In fact, I don't read my stuff after I write it. I go on to the next thing. But early this morning, I finished. I was seeing people were ill overnight, and I go over and I guess about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm about ready to get on the verse climber and start working out. I got a big race coming up. And I sat down, I started looking through it, and I was just smiling. It was a big smile because I wrote this over 10 years. And I started to realize this is what can help a lot of people. Because it touches on things that are so common to all of us, that we've all experienced, that we've all been through. And we've all kind of made the same mistakes. And it gives us another approach. And isn't it good that you have another approach to help you resolve your conflicts? You don't have to look at a women's magazine or men's magazine or watch another Oprah or, you know, or look for another self-actualization guru. You'll have answers. And you can adapt those in any way that you choose to honor your unique and individual self. The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right Second Time Around. It is the missing link. Now, when you add in the joy of juicing with the power of consistency and the power of purpose and the power of your making the right choices that you're going to get from the Baby Boomer's Guide, now you got a 1-2 combination. I've got the power. I know who I am. I'm not going to compromise anymore. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to make the right choices. I'm going to de-stress. I'm not going to be motivated by fear or pain or anger or getting old. I'm just going to do what's right because I want the right outcome. Now you get the joy of juicing that's going to help you get there physically, and you got the Baby Boomer's Guide that's going to get you there emotionally and spiritually. What a combination. And I honor all religions. I believe that there's room enough in this universe for people to be able to believe in what they believe, and we should respect each other's rights to that belief. And that's why I've never talked, never done a show on religion, never done a show on sex. Never done a show on politics. Not one. Not my whole career. Because there's three issues that people have to believe in what they believe. And it really would be irrelevant what I would say anyhow, because people have very strong opinions in those areas. But what I can share about is how we think and how we come to choices and how we come to decisions and have our decisions honored us or dishonored us. Are we paying allegiance to things that are helping us or hurting us? Are we moving forward with the next step in our life, or are we frozen where we're at, as if the world is passing us by and all we're doing is getting older and more frail and feeble? How long can you hold on to that ladder at 1,000 feet when, if you take your time and have the confidence and courage to take a step at a time, you'll get to safety? Or like a lot of people, one day you're going to freeze up, not move, not grow, everything's going to be the same, and then what you don't want is going to happen. Alone? Older, angry, frustrated, sublimating, and a negative reality. The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right Second Time Around. It's there to help you. It's a tool. Pick it up. Look, the worst that happens is you pick it up, you read it, and you say, okay, I don't agree. Fine. Nothing lost. But what if just one sentence, and I want to tell you something, I put so many different thoughts in this. It is jam full of thoughts, and it's the thoughts and problems of thousands of people and how I would go about resolving those issues. And I know that your thoughts are in here as well. So take the opportunity to start your own healing process. Heal the mind, heal the emotions, heal and start over. We can all start over. Don't be afraid to take this first step. The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around is the first step in changing your life and making it better. And if your life is good the way it is, it highlights it. It takes it to a much higher level. And so give a call right now to the station. And as soon as we load up the board, we'll go back to the show.
Okay, we have 6 people on the line right now. We can take, we'll say we can take 8 more of you calling in right now. 212-209-2950. Again, the Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around. Just out from Carolyn Graff from Gary Null. And that is available to you as a solo item for a pledge of $100. If you want to combine that with the Joy of Juicing book that we heard so much about yesterday from Gary Null with Shelley Null, the two of them together, that package goes for is yours, with our thanks for those of you who can make the extra pledge of support of $150 and the juice book alone for $75. So you have 3 different options, or you have 4 different options. In fact, you can simply call in and make a pledge of basic membership, which is $50. This is day 2 of our spring fundraising drive here on WBAI. Armand DeMille will be along next week. Normally you hear him at this time, and of course he will be back to normal in June, but we are in, as I said, day 2 spring fundraising now into the early days of the next month. So it's a long haul, and the sooner we can get this thing humming, the sooner we can wrap it up. So this is for the Natural Living audience. It's for those of you who have discovered this show recently, or those of you who have been with this program for 24 years, is it? And who have been partaking of the information, the perspective, want to deepen that understanding and want to take it the next level. Again, the Joy of Juicing package is speaking strictly about health and nutrition and how to use the juicer to do cleanses, how to make a vast variety of dishes and of juices, of dressings and puddings and all of the rest. And then there is this new one, Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around, in the tradition of Who Are You Really? For those of you long-term listeners, those of you newer to it, this is sort of a the tradition of maybe the framework onto which one can place all the health and nutrition information, because this is about the human animal and what motivates us and what keeps us back and what derails us, and that it is never too late to put the ship right, as it were. That's available for those of you who want to make that pledge right now. We have four callers on the line. We need to see this board light up significantly so we can get back to the Produce Show. Three callers on the line. Our phone number, 212-209-2950. And we got those folks in the tally room. They're ready to go. Gary's ready to go with part two of the show. We're ready to go. Where are you? So we're waiting for those of you who've been listening to this program, been picking it up, been absorbing it, been sifting the information, been thinking about your options. Maybe you're not seeing a lot of open doors right now. Well, maybe that idea is a little bit errant. Maybe there are much more open doors than one is aware. That's one way to look at this new book, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around. Thank you for that sixth call. We're looking for a seventh, an eighth, a ninth. Again, the book as a solo item is our thanks for those of you who can do the $100 pledge. We can combine that, if you wish, with the Joy of Juicing book, the brand new one from Gary Null with Shelley Null, for a $150 pledge. All with our thanks. You can use the credit cards.
Yes, absolutely.
If you have them.
Please do. Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, please do that. Please support the program, the radio station in and of itself, the 24 years that Gary has been a part of this radio station and bringing you this information, and the how the information has evolved, how the station has evolved, and we are asking you to support this program right now. We're in the middle of the FM band. Those of you who are new to the airways of WBAI, and this is your first fundraising drive, this is a listener-sponsored radio station. It is a commercial-free radio station. And as Gary has mentioned yesterday, and as we will be talking about throughout this drive, we can only exist and be able to bring you this kind of information on an ongoing basis with your support, because we are listener-sponsored and commercial-free. That number, once again, is 212-209-2950, the Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around, for a pledge of $100, $150. You can get The Joy of Juicing and The Baby Boomer's Guide, The Joy of Juicing by Gary Null and his daughter Shelley Null, for a pledge of $75, The Joy of Juicing by itself. And Gary talked extensively about that yesterday. You can call the people in Tally at 212-209-2950 and make your pledges of support to this station, WBAI, listener-sponsored WBAI, 212-209-2950. 8-9 callers on the line right now. Thank you very much for that 10th call. Please continue to call, and we can go back to programming straight away. 212-209-2950.
It's great to see calls. Great to see that audience wake up and come through. I know you've been sitting there, you've been listening, you've been cogitating. Again, this book, The Baby Boomer's Guide, this is beyond self-help. Frequently, you know, when this book is commercially released, that's where you may find it. But Gary's work in this area has never been reducible in that sense to self-help. Not quite philosophy, although there's a lot of philosophical thoughts in there. It is sort of an animal unto its own, and sort of a tradition in Gary's work that is hard to categorize. But what this is about is about allowing the reader avenues to sort of reevaluate the fictions in one's own life and look for maybe the truths the undiscovered truths in one's own life. And especially, you know, in this culture and with what that generation, what that boomer generation has always been, which is a market, a lot of things are assumed and are projected onto that generation that may not be remotely true, but yours is the first generation to be almost created by commercial pressure. And that commercial pressure, even as one ages on, it doesn't change. That idea of self is something that is conditioned by commercial interests.
Well,
and there's a reality beneath that.
Do this, Matthew. How old are you, Matthew?
I'm 41.
Okay. Well, you're actually a baby boomer. Get together with anyone who is 40 or over, 50 and over, and then get together with a group 25 and 30 and see the difference in the nature of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
See what the issues are. See when you get over the age of 40, 45, and 50, how many of the issues start focusing upon your confusions about issue, your problems of things that you work so hard on, your health issues. Do you realize how many baby boomers are sick? Millions, tens of millions now have illnesses that they never thought they would have, that were their exclusive domain of their parents or grandparents. And they're suffering now. I can't help these people with chondroitin sulfate or sea cucumber if they don't have an idea of why their lifestyle or behavior has contributed to the disease process. You have to deal with disease at the deeper level. That's why I said at the beginning, this book takes you to the deep waters of change, not the shallows that so many of the other people have contributed to, because I was recently on tour and I was helping PBS, and I will not mention the person's name because I respect this person. I think this person's done a lot of good work. And we were on the same schedule together, kind of like we kept bumping into each other city after city. And here I am. I'm in a Midwestern airport. It's early in the morning, too early to even go to the studio. The studio wouldn't be open. So I'm just sitting there reading. And along comes this guy, and he says, "Hi, Gary." I look up. There he is. It's hi. We start talking, and he was going on too. I was going to go on at noon. He was going on at 4. And I said, "You know, I've been watching your show. And why did you do this particular show?" And he was telling me. And I said, "I would have thought you'd have gone further." And he said to me, he said, "Gary," he said, "people just don't want that deeper message." He said, "They want the superficial message. If you give them anything that makes them think, they will not call the station. They won't support it." And he said, "So I've given him a message, but it's really a message that I thought I could stop giving 20 years ago." I thought about that. And on some levels, I believe he's absolutely correct. Because if you've never self-actualized the messages, then the level that you are entering into change has to be at the most fundamental level. I could take Einstein today and have to start with the ABCs of nutrition. Because he's Einstein doesn't mean that he would understand the deeper meaning of cellular change. He could intellectualize things, but on a practical level, everybody has to start at the level that they're at. And for most people, that's very fundamental. Most of the people in this audience is fundamental. If you doubt me, come to any of the health support groups in our initial meeting and you ask, "You've been listening to Gary for 20 years? Why aren't you healthier?" So you see, I could give a very complex message that nobody would pay attention to except a relatively small group, or I could give a modified message that more people pay attention to. But with this book, The Baby Boomer's Guide, I decided to do neither. I decided to give a message that rings true because we've all lived it, we've all heard it, we've all seen it. I use actual episodes in people's lives. So this is something that's going to be as familiar as a well-worn shoe. And so each person can resonate, connect with it. I have found that people will change if you can make a connection. And this connects. You can't read a chapter of this without connecting with it. And when you start connecting, you, like my friend, you just keep reading. And he read all night. For example, on page 190, under a chapter dealing with Let's see what this particular chapter is here. This chapter is negating the power of silence. And it says, you focus on the things that people say to you or about you. You also focus on the things you say about others. Once you say something, your energy goes out there and you're connected to it. Now you've aligned yourself either positively or negatively to something. Power is not the emotion. Emotions are overemphasized. Psychologists and other therapists focus upon the significance of emotions. They focus on whether you're emoting enough. It never occurs to them that some people do not overly emote because they don't need to. With all due respect to the movements out there, I take exception when they state that men don't know how to express emotions. Nonsense. I know an awful lot of men who don't express emotions because they're happy. They express happy emotions, and that's it. When you fill your mind with a lot of self-doubt, negative thoughts, and destructive images, the emotion is automatically going to be negative and destructive. Everyone knows when you're negative. You don't have to hold up a sign. When you feel good about yourself, your actions show it. Your energy feels it. But in our society, people think you're not responding enough. Why? Fortunately, there are lots of people in this society who require very little happiness. They get others bent out of shape. They'll question another's right to be happy because they're steeped in misery and all their thoughts are negative. They're always on the attack. They're always trying to disempower someone else to empower themselves. You come along without the need to disempower anybody. You just feel good because you have good thoughts. You're happy. And you make everybody sick? No, you make no one sick. They were sick. Now that person wants in your life. Do you know the problems that occur when an unhappy person comes into a happy person's life? And you connect with that person? See what happens to your happiness. A, it will not transfer to them. And B, their unhappiness can transfer to you. So before long, you're going to find yourself having to be defensive about just being yourself. And they're going to say, you don't communicate. That's the rub. If you agreed with them, then you communicate. If you disagree with someone, you're not communicating. And how many times have you heard people say, we've got to talk. Talk, 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 talk. No shortage of talk with people who need to talk. And you want to know something? When someone says we have to talk, all the words in the world are not enough. Because the very next day, they're going to say, we don't communicate. We got to talk again. So you see, we just have to look at where we've been and ask ourselves, do we ever want to go back there? Have we learned a lesson? And if we have, we can continue our journey empowered. It's all in the Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right Second Time Around.
Okay. And folks, that book, this is the first day that we've been mentioning it, this book from Gary Null, available to you, those of you who can make the pledge of $100 at 212-209-2950. Of course, the Joy of Juicing book is still available. And if you want the two of them together, sort of the body-mind connection or the emotion-stomach connection or however you want to see that connection, the two together, the Baby Boomer's Guide plus that wonderful book, The Joy of Juicing, brand new, old title, new concept from Gary Null with Shelley Null. Both of them together are available to you with our grand thanks for a pledge of $150. And you can make that pledge and that call right now. You can do it on your credit card at 212-209-2950. You can do it by mail. We'll get your information at that number and then send you a bill and you can remit and we'll get this stuff out to you. We've got two people on the line. Thank you. Three people on the line. Good showing so far. It's coming up to 126 on WBAI. Gary has another half hour of the produced sort of a live thing ready to go and we do want to get to that very, very soon. So we need to see your vote of support, your pledge of support, your your affirmation that what you experience in your own life and in your own body is important, that it counts. A very important point Gary was just making is that one of the things that doesn't allow us sometimes to move on in our life is that we don't take the inventory. We don't say, after a certain passage, whether it's a good thing or a traumatic thing, such as loss of a relationship, frequently we're encouraged just to, like, go on to the next thing. You know, just move on to the next thing. No, you have to take inventory and say, what are the lessons learned from this that I can apply to the rest of my life? Whether I see this situation identically some other time in my life, or just what do I bring with it? Who was I? How can I be a better person the next step down the road? Without taking that inventory, using that reflection, well, you're pretty much stumbling along the shoulder, aren't you? But this is one of the ways, just one of the ideas that you can put to use in this book, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around. I like that spirit in there, in that title. Five people on the line right now. Again, we can take about 12 of you making your pledges of support at 212-209-2950. I'm Michael G. Haskins, joined here by Matthew Finch.
Finch.
Yes,
exactly.
That would be.
And Matthew, the thing that you just pointed out about the second time around is that, yes, indeed, you can make this choice to move forward in your life and to change things in your life. It's not over because you know that you have abused yourself, you have abused your body, you have abused relationships, and you're in abusive relationships. You can make that choice to change things, and that's what this book is about, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around. It's not too late. It's not over. You can make those choices, and many people who have been listening to this program for many, many years have taken the opportunity to make those choices. And that is one of the things that I find so very, very valuable about the support groups that Gary has, the support groups that help people guide themselves in, you know, processing this information so that they can make these choices. The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around, for a pledge of $100 at 212-209-2950. Thank you for those calls. We would like to fill this board up one more time, and then we'll move on to back to the produced portion of the programming, hopefully with you. 212-209-2950. Use your Visa, your MasterCard, or American Express. You can do that as well. Make a regular subscription, a basic membership to WBAI, which is $50. You can do that. You can do at least that. But if you would like to get The Baby Boomer's Guide to Getting It Right the Second Time Around, it is brand new from Carol and Graf, the publisher. Call us at 212-209-2950. The plastic is available, or you can pledge the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way, by sending us a check or a money order. We'll send you that invoice in about 10 days. Call us now. The lines are open. We have 8 calls in right now. 212-209-2950. This second day of fundraising here at WBAI on our spring fundraising drive.
That's right, and you can keep on going and making those calls. We'll be with Gary until at least 2:30, maybe a little bit later. He's doing double duty, going down to Washington to do some fundraising at that end. But we have him for the next hour at least, so this is really the time to come through, because we want to put at least 30 minutes of solid programming over these airwaves to you, to the Natural Living audience, the Positive Mind audience as well. 6 people on the line. Remember, your pledge of support to this radio station keeps the lights lit.
That's right.
And keeps the equipment serviced.
We'll go right back to the program and people's calls as soon as we load up the board here.
Okay, one more time now. And again, you can get the
baby. Have we had it loaded up yet?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have. You can get the Baby Boomer's Guide combined with the Joy of Juicing book. That's sort of the mega pack. You can make your pledge of $150, and that will be yours. Or the book alone, Baby Boomer's Guide. That's a $100 pledge. Joy of Juicing, still available as a singular item for a pledge of $75. So there are 3 different levels here at which you can make your vote and pledge your support to this
program.
You know,
the Baby baby boomers, we've heard a lot about that here on these airways. It is an exploding population. He's, as Matthew said, he's just joining the baby boomer generation. I am.
I never saw myself as part of that generation.
Well,
myself.
You are, my friend. Let me tell you that. I am a full. I am well into the baby boomers generation, so we would like to have you call us if you are in the baby boomers generation and you would like to get this book. And
it's only going to help people, Michael.
That's what I was going to say, yes.
It's only going to help. And I keep asking people, what do you want? And people don't always know at this point in their life. They knew earlier what they wanted. How many of you, if you're really honest, you don't know what you want because you've worked so hard on so many levels, and there's never been a generation I know of that's worked as hard as baby boomers. We've worked too hard. The trouble is we just try to do more of the same as if that's going to make things better. It doesn't. So give a call now and start your journey of positive life change, happiness, and it'll make a difference. Don't forget also, Monday, we're getting a lot of good response of people who are coming to the demonstration. There are many things in this world that we have a legitimate right to demonstrate about. We have to select those that we want to address our time and attention to. We're putting an enormous amount of time and attention to this because it affects so many people. And it's so blatant with the violation of psychiatry and the is not even a legitimate science. But I can't dissemble the whole argument. So I'm taking one piece at a time, and it's more palatable, more easy to get laws passed if you do it one at a time. Otherwise, you can virtually overwhelm people if you just throw everything in at once. So we're doing electroconvulsive therapy and why that should be banned and why that's not legitimate. And we're going to do that demonstration on Monday at noon at 120 Broadway in Lower Manhattan. And I don't know how many people are going to be there. I know our last demonstration, we had about 16 people to oppose the malathion spraying. And then at the hearings, we had 7 people, of whom 4 actually testified, and about another maybe 8 who were there as support, and just moral support. And then in the vitamin protest with Codex Alimentarius in Washington, we had about 200. And when you think that virtually every single person who takes vitamins should be interested in the issue, and they weren't there, and even health food stores wouldn't even put up the notices in their stores. So there are enough topics to go around. So I hope that you can find it within you to come down and lend your support so we can make a statement against institutional psychiatry, because what it's really doing is challenging psychiatry, the whole mental health field. And then if you want more information, go to my webpage and look under the whole report on abuses in psychiatry and the other reports I have up there. And my electroconvulsive therapy paper, I haven't broadcast it yet. Until I broadcast, I'm not putting it up on the webpage. And that will be broadcast live on Tuesday here, coming up. And if necessary, it'll go into Wednesday. It's a big report, all documented, meticulously referenced and researched, which just brings me to one other thing. I mentioned some months ago that I was doing my own independent, in-depth investigation of issues surrounding the Pacifica Foundation and BAI. I am still doing that. And to do it the way I do it cannot be rushed. And people, it's like saying, well, Gary, we're out here protesting now. You should be with us. No, I haven't taken any sides. For those who said, oh, I support the new regime, nonsense. I support two issues only at this time. I support the survival of this very important radio station, and I support the members who continue to support this station. I have had so many meetings in Washington, in California, in New York, but my efforts are always quiet ones behind the scene. I like to do my homework. I like to look at all sides of an issue. I'm not a person who's going to jump into a crowd and just start screaming because someone else said, let's scream and let's point a finger at that person or that person. I wouldn't do that. And I won't release partial information. So if anyone says, I've joined their side, wrong. I've joined no side. But also, as I was speaking with one of the people who have, they're very sincere in wanting to close down BAI. And they told me that. The intent is to close it down. And they sat with me and they laid out their argument. And for 1 hour, I didn't open my mouth. I simply listened to them present their information. And I stayed completely neutral. And then I asked them, if you close down the station, if you're successful in your boycott, what will be the reaction? When will it open again? Will it ever open it again? And the person turned to me and said, and there were two witnesses there, by the way, and said, that's not the issue. I said, you mean it's okay to destroy the very thing you're trying to save? Is that the Janet Reno, let's save the children by killing them? I don't support that. I don't support. And this person prides themselves in being a rampant anarchist. Well, that's fine, but I'm not an anarchist, and I don't support anarchy. I support constructive change. I've been in far worse crises at this station, far worse than what you see now. But you've never heard about them because I resolve them quietly. And as long as I can not destroy the station, then I can be a part of helping keep it for all the future generations that can benefit as others have. And we must think about our actions. And who do they serve? And what I don't think any of the protesters have appreciated completely is what are the benefits and what is the hidden agenda beyond what the public has been told and what's been flooding the internet. And there is one. That much I will tell you. Oh, I have so much information. And when I'm finished and I make my presentation, and I will, there will be people yelling and screaming because they won't appreciate that sometimes the truth, when it's shown in its fullness, isn't what our expectations are, especially if we bound ourselves to principles and don't allow anything else in. And remember, it's two separate and distinct issues, and people try to make them one and the same. They are not. That much I also will tell you. And I have done all I can do as an individual, and that's all I am as an individual, to try to take the concerns to those people who are in positions of authority to give insight into how they may refocus their energies to stop the warring and start the healing. But I don't have an agenda. I don't need to be the Joan of Arc or whoever is trying to martyr themselves on the fire of BAI in Pacifica. I don't need that. My ego doesn't need it. My persona doesn't need it. I have no agenda. Mine is to save the station. So those who say they want to save the station by closing it down, ask yourself, what's the consequence of that? Exactly what some people at the board would love. And then we wouldn't have a BAI. Oh, but would that bother some people? Trust me, some people would benefit tremendously from that. There's so much of a story that no one has heard, no one knows. But if you have ever paid attention to any of my investigative reports, you know that I take my time. The truth will come out, and it won't be a pleasant pill for some to accept. It'll be an interesting one to others. And for those who said that, gee, Gary, I won't support you anymore because you're part of the supporting the regime. Well, got a question for you. When you say you support me, were you at any of the 41 demonstrations that I have had? When you say you support me, were you helping with any of the documentaries when I asked for volunteers? Were you helping any of the senior citizens or homeless people when we were giving out help to them? I don't remember any of you. Don't remember your support. It's very easy to criticize. If you're going to support, what's of interest is some of these people had never even supported Pacifica, BAI, never. And yet, boy, are they there to tear it down. So when you say you're withdrawing your support, What support? Where? When? Haven't seen it. But you keep thinking in your mind that you've supported it. For the rest of you who have maintained a sense of composure in the midst of a crisis, good for you. I always respect a jury that waits until all the evidence is presented before they offer their verdict. Some people don't want a trial when people have been condemned. Don't forget the McMartins. Everyone in America thought they were guilty. Every newspaper condemned them. Every journalist cascaded them. They couldn't walk in public. One guy, Bucky, wasn't even given bail. There was one problem. In the end, they were all found innocent. And no one, not a single newspaper, apologized. What does that tell us about a society? And by the way, I wouldn't expect those people when we were out demonstrating on human rights, demonstrating against the DDT, demonstrating against the Dalcon Shield, demonstrating against the Agent Orange, demonstrating for the Vietnam vets and Gulf War Syndrome, and helping them and with Senator Congressman Shays and Rockefeller Commission and the White House Committee demonstrating in Washington. I didn't see any of these people. You must have me mixed up with someone else you've been supporting. So your lack of support, I don't think, will really affect me. And that will be all that was said. I won't say another thing on this issue until my report is finished, whenever that is, and it will only be done when very pertinent information that is necessary, that I'm waiting on, comes to me and I can independently verify it. And at the point of independent verification, I will release it. And by the way, this past week I had a gentleman on talking about a documentary, and it was kind of interesting. And of course you expect this. Some guy comes on, and then you get the Bosnians who come on, and Yugoslavians who come on, and the Croatians who come on, and the Serbians who come on, and the Muslims who come on, and Albanians come on. Everybody comes on and says, what about our side? Well, it's not about sides. He didn't say one side was guilty and one side was innocent. They were all guilty. And someone says, but he didn't lay out his documentation. I spent 4 weeks reviewing hundreds of documents and verifying independently everything that was in that documentary before I had it on. And that information is available from that person. And take a look at the documentary and see if it doesn't enlighten you. So you can't always present. When I do a one-hour program, I can't even present 1/100th of the research that goes into it. But the research is there nonetheless. Now, what we're up to now is talking about the Baby Boomer's Guide and the Joy of Juicing.
Right, and you can have the